Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the OCP, the original Copycats podcast. I am joined by Josh. How are you doing, Josh, my friend?
I'm okay. I did notice, though, that you didn't dance with me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was dancing to our theme song. You didn't dance.
I didn't dance.
No.
Well, speaking of dancing, I actually did a lot of dancing on the weekend.
Saturday, bro.
Last weekend.
Ah! Please explain.
I went to Brad's birthday party.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Yeah, happy birthday. That was my DJ impression.
I thought you were like sucking off Invisible Brad there as like a birthday gift.
Nothing good.
Oh, hi there, bro. Here, day, fuck it.
Yeah, so I went to Brad's birthday party and there's a lot of people there that knew me from his wedding, in which I got thoroughly drunk.
You did.
And tried to dance with everybody. And if anybody has seen the clip I uploaded to Instagram one time of me getting excited about the pod coming out, it was just a clip of me dancing at Brad's wedding. So I'll probably re-upload that one for this episode.
I think you should. That has been such a good thing to post there.
But yeah, so everyone knew me from that, and they were all requesting dances from me later on in the evening and making me drink wine.
Like, aching you.
Yeah, literally. One of them was buying me these glasses of wine, and she was like, I want to dance later. I need to get you drunk. And I'm like, okay, you're like mid-50s.
She didn't ping you down, bro.
Well, she did.
She purchased the drinks and then I just had to consume them.
Hey, they were free. I'm not going to pass
that.
That's
true. No, I don't blame you.
But I had a white wine and a red wine. The red wine was rank. And the white wine, to be fair, I did give it back to the barkeep. Got him to pour it down the sink.
Oh my god. Oh, the confessions. It's not today's episode.
It's not today's episode.
Wrong episode.
You thought you had a segue.
I was like, oh my god, our first proper segue. Then realized, nope, that was a discussion we had 5 seconds ago.
For a second, I thought we were doing confessions. Then I was like, that is amazing. How have we done that?
I thought after 3 years, nearly 100 episodes, we're finally professionals. Nope.
No. There, a lot of people have the opinion that we are unprofessional.
Hey, guess what, though?
Well,
you pouring the wine down the sink, I would say, was quite a unpopular opinion.
It was a decision, but it's not an opinion. I was trying to do one myself.
Oh, was
you? Interrupted me.
Oh, good one, two, go, go, go.
Okay, I'll start again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a lot of people think... pouring wine down a sink. A lot of people think that we're just some amateur podcast that aren't professional in the slightest. But I just want to say that that's quite an unpopular opinion.
Some people would say that red wine... tasting like shit is an unpopular opinion.
They'd be wrong.
Whoa!
Oh my god, I'm looking at this, right?
Yeah.
Deliveroo.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you taking so long?
I ordered a meal. We had that the other day. I cancelled the McDonald's meal.
Yeah.
Because
fuck this then.
Yeah, I cancelled it.
How do I do it?
I don't know. You're doing it through Deliveroo. I did it through Uber Eats.
Oh fuck. Okay.
So sorry.
Menu.
How long have you been waiting for?
Since, like, you started Avatar.
Oh, mate, yeah, fucking hell, yeah. Jesus.
I don't know how to cancel it.
Has somebody taken the order? Or has it not left Mackey's yet?
It says preparing meal.
Oh, bollocks. So nobody's accepted.
Not, fuck that.
Yeah,
then.
No driver's accepted the meal then.
Cancel order. Yeah. Here we go. If you'd still like to cancel, please let us know. Yes.
Oh, live chat.
Yeah,
oh, hello.
I'm fucking doing it. You are live on the podcast right now, Deliveroo employee.
Hi, Alex. Would you like an update on your order?
Nah, mate. No.
Can't enter.
Can you cancel?
Yeah.
Please.
You put the L before the E, but it's okay. iPhone corrected it.
Cancel,
please. Thanks for getting in touch. One of our agents will be with you shortly. Fantastic.
Shaker has joined the chat.
Shaker, you are live on the OCP, Shaker.
Hi, Shaker.
Hi. Oh, they're messaging. Oh. Hi, Shaker. Wow. Hello, Alex.
Come on, please say hi.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Alex. I'm sorry to hear that. Let me look into... No, please.
Hear what? Oh, no. Shaker... He's so sorry to hear that you say hi. That's the only... This is like Tinder all over again.
Shit.
We just need Brad. That was an episode that was cut. That's never going to be... Never going to see the light of day. That. Yeah. Not for a cancelable offence. It was just... Alex.
Brad was exceedingly racist.
Which is weird.
Really sorry, can't cancel it as the order rider picked up your order and is on his way. Well, it's not though, is it?
Okay, well, ask. Do you know how long he's going to be? I've been waiting for a while. I'll just, you know what, when you get it, just go into the order settings and just report it as all cold. It arrives.
Crime.
Not crime.
Shaker.
Shaker, not stirred.
I'm not being funny.
But are you single?
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Shaker, I'm not being funny. Are you single? I like the cut of your jib.
£1 million would be nice.
Oh God, don't be like that. Don't be that guy. You're such a dad. You're not even a dad.
No thanks, babe.
Look, do you mind? We've got 171 hours and 43 minutes of disk space left.
Right, well,
I made that joke.
What the fuck is going on then? Can I...
Feedback. Fucking zero. Get fucked. Did you say...
There we go.
Oh, it's
updated. Literally, I reckon Shaker's gone, fucking hell, Alex is trying to cancel his order. Get this out. MD, Chris.
My dick. Oh. My dick rider. Oh, my God.
Fucking hell.
Just...
Right. So, unpopular opinions is what we're doing today.
Yeah.
We're doing some Reddit stuff.
I don't know how much of that bit you all heard there, but...
probably the majority of it.
Good.
I'm gonna kick off this episode with number one, which is wet socks feel good.
No. Oh, my... Not.
Do you want me to read?
Yes.
Oh. So, we got the title. We say whether we agree with the title first.
Yeah.
And then we say whether we agree with the statement afterwards.
I don't agree with the title.
I do not agree with the title. Wet socks feel nice, the squishy sensation feels pleasant, and the sound they make when walking in them is kind of soothing. I actively will soak my socks just to enjoy them, even to the point of my feet becoming wrinkled and sore. I would love to go to a water park in them. Thanks, and that is all. Wrong.
Nonce. Sorry. I just recently, with the weather we've been having, obviously
yes.
as a truck driver, I've been doing my curtains on my trailer. And there's just been puddles surrounding my truck. Mm. And my feet have got absolutely drenched. And I've only just bought my second pair of like my first pair of wellies.
Yeah.
And my new pair of steel toe cap trainers. So now I won't have that issue. But I stood in a puddle and it went up to my shin. Oh. And it was horrible. I spent the whole day with the heating on my feet.
Yeah.
Just trying to dry my feet out because I spent the whole day with just wet shoes and socks and it was horrible.
That's rank.
Yeah. It was not nice.
Yeah, I've got waterproof shoes at work made of like this Gore-Tex material. They were originally like walking shoes that I just started using. And they're starting to fail because now I'm getting home and my feet are just damp and socks are wet and it's just horrible, especially when it's colder weather because it just gets into your bones.
Yeah,
it's just horrid. I disagree with this opinion.
Yeah, you're wrong. Are
okay.
You ready?
Yeah, you go.
Yep. So, water milk is the most refreshing drink there is.
What the fuck is water milk?
See, this is the question I had until I read on a little bit more.
Water milk sounds disgusting.
So sounds grim.
Disagree with that.
Like, imagine you had milk with ice. And like the initial drink might be fine because it'll just be colder milk. Yeah, that's fine. You get to the bottom bit when the water started to, like,
when
the ice
it's
is melting
and like mixing.
So this is the description.
Okay.
I also say no to that. I like milk for the milk, not for the water.
Okay.
I'm not sure if there's a name other people call it, but it's when you pour yourself a glass of milk, drink it, then immediately refill the cup with cold water without washing out the milk residue. So it has all those delicious milk particles floating around it.
Oh, I know. I know what he's saying. I've done that and it's disgusting.
Well, they like it.
No.
Sorry,
Sorry, clumsy dog. No. Says Alex, no.
Moving on. It's just like a really milky water, and it's because you can understand if it's the other way around, like milk with water in it.
Yeah.
But it's the other way around. It's water with a slight milky residue on it, and it's just disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, my food's here.
Do you want me to say one? Or just scranning?
Yeah, I suppose you could.
Don't know. Yeah. If you catch a ball at a baseball game, you shouldn't be bullied into giving it to a child.
Okay, initially, I agree.
I don't just initially agree, I fully agree. Because you shouldn't have to give it to a child.
No.
You can. Not saying you don't have the option of giving it to a child. A very nice thing to do. You shouldn't be bullied into giving it to a child.
No.
You know?
The reason I say initially, my thought was, what if there was some prick that caught more than one?
Oh, then yes.
And he was just like purposely hogging them.
Yeah, the videos you see is like normally like one that comes to mind, and it's a woman that her and a little boy, I think, or a little girl, catch the ball at the same time pretty much, and the lady uses her power and excitement and rips the ball out of the kid's hand. Yeah. And then she goes back and celebrates, and then that kid gets rewarded with a ball that's actually thrown to him with a sign, with a signature on it, I believe.
Oh, nice.
You know, so it ended up well for the kid, and the woman came across like a bit of a bitch, but she snatched it out of the kid's hand because she dropped it initially, and the kid like caught it straight after she dropped it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is what this Peter Beater... I'm just going to call him Peter. That's all right. So Peter here, Mr. Beater, masturbator. The videos are cute. A fan catches a home run or a foul ball and immediately gives it to a small child. Now, it has become expected, and adults will have their kid come and try and get the ball. Fuck that. I've never caught a ball at a baseball game, and I go a lot. If I catch one, your kid's not getting it. That's why I agree. If you're, let's say you've been a fan for 20-odd years, and you've been going to every game, you haven't caught a foul ball or a home run, and then the one time that you do in 20 years, a 7-year-old is now entitled to that ball. I'm sorry, you haven't even been alive longer than I've been going to games, and you expect me, or not me, I don't go to baseball games, but you know what I mean? You expect that person to then hand the ball down. Fuck the kid. Oh, no, don't say that.
Fuck the kid.
No. I just had to pick that button, didn't I? Sounds like a fucking steam train.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, my one is, don't know what this is, calling things cringe is cringe. Oh, that's what it is.
Quite self-explanatory there, bro.
I read it as calling things are cringe. I was like, what?
Oh my God, you're calling your father cringe. Oh.
Okay, referring to anything as cringe is cringe. In and of itself.
Yeah, that's quite cringy.
I swear.
It's cringy. Fucking cringy.
Oh my God. That was cringe. I swear, every time I see someone call something cringe, it completely drives me up the wall.
We need that on the top. That's cringy, mate.
Call it anything else, please. So,
that's okay, cringy.
What would we call it?
Hey, look, I'm applying to be a game tester.
Oh, great. What would we call it?
Quinge. Quidditch. That already exists.
No shuggies, please.
What? No shuggies? What the fuck is a shuggie? Is that Snooki's sister?
No, it was on the Yasim Chowdhury.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Yeah.
I won't reference it.
Oh, I'm a little bit behind.
It's a good one. Well, I said something really cringe.
Quinge.
In in one of my videos, which I haven't put out yet.
Yeah. Oh, are we watching it now?
I'm going to play the bit.
Oh my gosh. We're going to watch some real life quinge. Oh, it's so snowy.
Yo,
That was Quinch.
Oh.
We're nearly home now.
Yeah.
Big sad.
That was cringe.
What the fuck was that?
Big sad.
Big sad. My Belle Delphine or something.
What?
We're nearly home. Big sad.
I.
Do you not hear it?
No,
you
I didn't.
Fucking say that they're a game tester.
Yeah, sorry, I'm applying. Go on, do it again.
Oh. Yo.
Yo.
We're nearly home now.
Yeah.
Big sad. That was cringe.
Alroy just went along with it.
Big sad. My Belle Delphine or something.
Oh my god, that's big. Cut that. Jeez.
Gusten.
So, you doing another one?
I can. Let me just finish.
Okay, I'm glad you can.
I have the capacity to. Right. I didn't ask to be born is a solid argument. No. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. No.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm with you. I had to remember what it was. No, yeah, because that sounds very selfish of you. Just because you don't like something in that initial moment, your argument is that I didn't ask to be born. No, nobody does. You not being asked to be born and you then stating it as an argument is not you being special.
Yeah, 100%. A lot of people use it when they got a rocky relationship with their parents.
Yes.
But yeah.
How you doing? Sure. You doing all right?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
These chips are rank.
Is it cold?
Mm.
Probably report that. Sorry. Right. The sentence is a cliche of the stroppy, there you go, unreasonable teenager. Actually, it's a damn good point. Oh, you lost me there. Oh, no. I'm going to reference their name here. So, actually, it's a damn good point. Okay, you've lost me there. Gluckenspiels. Actually, I think it's Glucksplice. I think I said it wrong.
What?
Yeah. Gluckspilts. Gluckspills. Gluckspills. When they make a mess.
It's all about that gluck gluck.
All that gluck gluck. Oh, no. The next word out of my mouth is. Okay. Kids deserve unconditional respect, care, and love from their parents. Parents should get that too from their kids, but not automatically and unconditionally. It's not a duty. It should come with a natural gratitude and appreciation. What? Nah, bitch. I gave you life, motherfucker. Like, well, not Gluckspit. didn't give them life.
Gluckspit.
Glucksplits or whatever.
It's literally on the screen, mate.
I can't read it, bro. Glucksplizz. Pills, spills, gluck spills. I think it is gluck spills with a Z. Okay, are you still? Do you want me to just read them off because you're scranning?
Yeah, go on.
You're ruining the episode.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's fine. The best work schedule is 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. What are you doing? What are you doing? You just led up to your mic and then just hung there for 15 seconds.
I kind of agree.
Why are you not agreeing with?
6 a.m. starts rank, but the
2 p.m. Oh, is it? Oh, what a shame. Sorry, it's rank.
You are such a boomer.
I'm a boomer.
You are. It's that classic thing of like, what? Oh, nobody else can work hard because you do a certain different thing. Fuck off.
6 a.m. is not, it's not as early as it could be. Remember, there's people...
Really? I could get up at midnight and work?
Yeah.
What's your point?
You should probably start doing that.
No one else is there, it's just me.
Yeah, you'll still be doing the same amount of work as well.
Still sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just edging, Mum. Your mum's not even there. She's at home in bed. Still edging involved.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're right. 6 a.m. is shit. It's a horrible time. Look, see,
this is their argument, okay? Right, you're ready for this. Their argument for this. It's early enough that you miss any traffic due to your commute. Well, if everybody had a 6 a.m. start, guess when the traffic's going to be? Oh, I think it's going to be around 6 a.m., isn't it? You can still have a regular social life. Yeah, well, that's because everybody will be working the same hours. It should work like that now, but not everybody works the same hours. That's the... some jobs can't be enclosed to a time. No. Getting off work at 2 means I go to the gym when everybody's there, so there's no off and on peak times because everybody will be there. It's constantly... It's either dead because everybody's at work between 6 and 2 or really fucking busy from 2 onwards.
Is it saying that it's the ideal time to do it, or is it saying that everyone should do it?
I don't know. It just says the best work schedule.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily saying that that should be the time for everybody.
To me, that implies that this person, if they could, would change it to 6 till 2.
Oh, yeah, he probably would.
Yeah. Gambling doesn't get nearly as much hate as it deserves.
Okay.
Well, like...
I don't think it deserves any hate.
I think they should print a picture of gambling on the pack of cigarettes and promote how gambling promotes tooth decay and gum disease.
Rusty roulette table. This could happen to you.
Just really well-dressed men slouched in a corner with a bottle of rum. Do you want this to be you? Yes. Now, gambling is bad. Gamble responsibly or don't gamble at all. That's fine with me too.
Yep.
Unless you're really fucking good. If you can count cards, gamble away.
No, oh, yeah, if you're Darren Brown. if you're Darren Brown.
Oh, if you're Darren. No.
Shut the fuck up.
Thank you, Chris.
He was the one that corrected me on it last time.
Exactly. That's why I made sure to push that button and not like that one.
I appreciate it.
Makes sense, doesn't it? Not just a... Taking from a United States perspective. Compared to other harmful activities, gambling is widely accepted and even promoted. I've never seen an anti-gambling campaign, but ads for casinos are everywhere. Now even YouTubers with significant under 18 audiences are promoting apps like DraftKings. That sounds like a porno. Gambling deregulation is being celebrated by politicians. Nobody sees issues with this. I haven't seen anybody significant trying to push back on this. Gambling is a detriment to society. The industry operates on the principle of taking your money and giving you nothing back. The risk of gambling addiction is increasing every year. It should be viewed far more negatively than it currently is. Yeah, I agree. I'm not against you.
Yeah,
you don't have to be so aggressive when explaining it, Brian. I'm on your side.
I suppose there isn't really a lot of push back against it, only usually from
victims.
Yeah, addicts.
To get to the point. Who? Alex.
Addict.
Oh, sorry. Except Alex. Like, you or my brother. Okay. Yeah. No, you're right there. Pie face.
What?
Pie face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just...
Sorry, I thought you were reading another unpopular opinion. Yeah. I was like, what?
No. Just go and watch Pie Face. He's definitely done a few videos, I think, on his gambling addiction. Mm. He had one. He was fucking up, though, at one point. $3,000 up at one point, paid off his debts. Maybe we should all gamble. Just kidding. I'm genuinely just kidding. Please do not do that. But if you do that, don't blame the OCP.
Okay, what about this one? Please trim your mustache.
No, mine gets in my mouth.
There's an element of me that likes the mustache in the mouth, but there's an element of me that hates it at the same time because I can bite the hairs off.
Yeah, okay.
Which I've confirmed with other people that's a common thing.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, I was like, oh, thank Christ.
A little French bit.
So it says here, I'm not shaming body hair in the slightest. Beards and mustaches are hot. But fuck if men don't look like Whoville citizens when they don't trim their mustache.
I would say Robbie Knox, who is a man that is well maintained but keeps his mustache on a rugged long look, I would say is one of the sexiest men on the planet.
He is a sexy man.
definitely from the chin up.
He's 46 now, or as I like to call it, 46.
40 sex. Sorry, Robbie. I don't think you're going to listen, but
I prefer horsey sex.
What has this become? What episode is this?
92.
92. 92, the episode the OCP shut down.
Oh, right. I think it looks really funny when their mustache hair covers their upper lip completely, so much that it makes me giggle.
Yeah.
I can't take men seriously when they look like Cindy Lou's dad. It looks so much better when their upper lip...
You're going to have to bear with me. I desperately need the toilet. You can continue without me.
I'll continue then.
Okay. I'm off.
Bye.
Give me 10 minutes.
God. Fucking Abby will be here by then. It looks so much better when there is an upper lip. The smile is bigger and lips are sensual, okay, and convey lots of emotion. Not to mention my hearing is shit, so conversing, I tend to look at people's lips, which makes it a lot harder when I can't see half of their mouth. Well, hearing aid? No? Okay. I mean, mustache hair to me is, I think it looks better trimmed. I have to admit, I agree with this person. But I also quite like the rugged look of it. So if you have like a good beard to go along with it, then fair enough. But my beard's pretty shit. So it doesn't look good with a long mustache. It looks like my lip has got a fringe. That's essentially the vibe. But yeah, I don't really have much else to say on that. So we'll go for another one whilst Josh is doing whatever the fuck he's doing. Okay. Oh, this one's a bit of an interesting one. So I've got here, cake is overrated. Now, I'm not a massive cake fan. There's times when I'll eat a cake. Wow. But to be honest, like most of the time, I'm not really a big cake person. Mainly because when I was younger, I think this is what it was. When I was younger, I used to go out to a lot of my friends' parties and stuff, like birthday parties. And I'd always end up drinking way too much juice or whatever and running around. And then I'd end up feeling sick. And so I'd have some cake and end up puking everywhere. And I think it relates to the fact that I don't like having desserts outside either. So if I go out for a meal, I just won't eat dessert because I always like feel sick. And I don't know why, but I think this is probably something to do with it. Just social gatherings and having too much juice. I'm not running around restaurants. I just want to point that out. But the same goes with cake. Like when I was at parties, I'd just eat that and then I'd feel sick all the time. So I've got a real aversion to eating it because it just makes me associate that with feeling sick. So that's probably why. But I had some the other day from Brad's birthday party and it was bloody lovely, which I don't say a lot about cake because I tend to find them a bit dry or I think that the icing is too sickly. But anyway, this guy here says, I honestly feel like cake is overrated. I hate literally everything about it. The bread, frosting, toppings and other stuff that can be on the cake. Literally nothing about it is good. Every time I go to a party for someone's birthday or a family reunion or something and I get asked if I want cake, I just say no. And everyone gives me this weird stare, like, bro, I just don't like cake. I just have to say something like, oh, I just want someone else to have more cake, or I'm not hungry, when I can't say I dislike cake. I think you can say you dislike cake. People nowadays are coming forward being allergic to a lot more things. Like, obviously, we got a lot more stuff that is now gluten-free for the gluten-intolerant people and all of that sort of stuff. Because my mum is not great with gluten and wheat and all of that. So we tend to have a lot of gluten-free stuff when she bakes things, such as cake. But I think you could say, oh, I'm not a big fan of cake. And you can just leave it at that. Unless they are severely immature, then I don't think they're going to care too much. half the thing of enjoying cake, I think, is the icing anyway, which is the most flavoursome bit. Unless you have like a sponge and you've got the jam in the middle, but I'm not really a big sponge cake fan. My nan used to make... Nan? I've never called her nan. That was weird. My grandma used to make a sponge cake, and I don't know what it was about it, but it used to make me just feel a bit ill. It was nice cake, but I think I should just avoid eating cake because I just tend to feel sick all the time. Moving on. Oh, I like this one. People who self-proclaim themselves as blunt or brutally honest aren't generally good people. I think... I don't want to say that they're not good people, because what is good, I think it's a subjective thing, but I do think that people that say they're blunt or brutally honest usually are a bit dickish, because they just basically, I don't think they want to hold back, so they're like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna say it because, you know, edgelord over here. But yeah, I've had some people that I've spoken to that have been like, I'll just say it how it is, you know, and I'm just, you know, sorry if that was blunt. And I'm like, yeah, it was a bit wanky, like you could have said it a bit nicer. Or it's just about choosing your words, isn't it, really? Because, you know, if you say something that you... If you think you're being brutally honest, brutal is not a good word. So just don't. Be honest. We don't have to be brutally honest. Christ. Yeah, the description of that one basically just says exactly what I just said. So we'll move on. Sounds like Josh is coming back, so we'll wait for him. So I had a couple of questions here. Number one, give me a quick fire answer. Cake is overrated.
Oh, yes.
Okay, cool. Next one. People who self-proclaim themselves as blunt or brutally honest aren't generally good people.
Yep, agree.
Cool. And I've just found one here. Birds are terrible.
Our concept is needed.
So birds are terrible. Birds are awful. Even the really pretty ones, even the ones that talk, they fly all over everywhere, shitting all over everything that happens to be between them and the ground. They start yelling at each other at like 5 a.m. with their horribly annoying calls. I do not understand why bird watching is an activity anyone enjoys, or why they'd want to place out seed to lure them into their yard. Birds are terrible.
No, not agreeing.
No.
I think the screeching you're hearing is foxes.
Flying foxes.
Yeah, and birds are so majestic.
They are.
Some of them are a pain. Pigeons can be a pain. Seagulls can be a pain. They're loud bastards. But I think birds as a whole are majestic. And just a little celebration thing for my granddad here, who's a big fan of birds of prey, is that I've had fortunate opportunities to be up close to birds of prey, and I think they are beautiful creatures.
They are. I've held one before, yeah. But I was shit scared at the time because I was like 10.
He had a hawk, and it was just...
Oh, nice.
Oh, it was such a beautiful bird. I regret that I didn't learn more about it at the time, because I think that I've missed a very good opportunity to learn. Because he's a big fan. He doesn't have them anymore. Okay, next. I like these quick fires.
Is it okay for chip bags to have a lot of air?
Oh, crisps.
Yeah. Yes. And they're like chip shop bags. I was like, what air? It gets stuck to it from the moisture.
Yeah. I think it's okay because that's probably something to prevent it from going stale.
I disagree.
Why?
Because I feel like they've just lessened the amount of crisps in there now. They definitely have, I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But when you think, like, you could literally put a little bit less air in there or put a bit more crisps in there. But they don't. They just keep the same size packet, and they just reduce or increase the air or reduce the crisps.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a bit conny.
I think there must be a reason.
Money.
There's a reason. Okay. Next. I like these. Go. Another one. DJ Khaled. Another one.
Oh, this is a bit weird. I love it when people on dating apps just say hi. That's controversial.
I don't know.
Nor do I.
You don't. You like straight dick.
I don't like straight dick.
Flaccid penis?
Gay dick.
You like the flaccid peen. Gay dick.
Yeah, because you said straight dick.
Oh.
Life on this planet is much better than before. Before what?
Yeah, before what? Because, I mean, it was thriving before we started destroying shit. Before the Nazis? Yes, I think we're doing better. Before
Middle Ages?
Before,
yeah.
Yep, I would say. But before the existence of humans? No. No, I think the dinosaurs had better breathing air than we do.
Fucking T-Rex cunt. Save some oxygen for the rest of us. Burying people is wasteful.
No, it's respectful.
How is it wasteful?
The dirt gets used, puts back on the body. What are we wasting? And we go back into the planet. We go into the earth. We get absorbed.
The world is already limited when it comes to habitable area, and we use a significant chunk of it to bury dead people on, which are just rotting meat at this point.
I hate to break it to you, but there's houses being built on ancient burial grounds now.
So
give it 150 years, mate, and all the graves of all of us are going to be built on top of.
Literally, it doesn't matter where you fucking have anything. These days, people will build on it.
Yeah. We're probably on a grave now.
Yeah.
I know we are.
Won't be long until we're... Our career's dead.
I meant all the bodies under my house.
Oh.
Get your nose out of the mic, bro. You look like a pig. Ha, ha, ha. Yep, I knew it. Next.
No.
This is a quick fire.
Yeah, Cool Ranch Doritos are by far the worst flavor.
Oh, gross. I was waiting for you to say, second.
Great. No, they are by far the best, in my opinion. What about you?
They are. I have recently realized I can't eat a whole big bag of them.
No one's asking you to.
No, I mean, but that means a lot. If I got a big bag of...
Hate to break it to everyone, but I can't eat it.
No, listen. Are you listening?
I am.
Are you listening? Right, okay, so, what I'm saying... for you listeners, I'm so sorry you didn't get to witness that. You will eventually, someday soon, witness all the shenanigans that goes on in the studio.
Bars are no longer a good place to meet people.
Lies. Nope. Mm. I think they are just as good an opportunity, but you have to pick the right bar.
Yeah. Yeah, bars are fine, like... I think
when you said bars, I thought you meant like chocolate. Chocolate bars aren't good to fire people nowadays. I was on the Kit Kat the other day and there was loads of fat women on the boost.
Kit Kat sounds like a social media app. Like TikTok.
I would subscribe to Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a break.
Have a TikTok.
It was have a break, wasn't it? Not take a break.
Idiot. No, I think it is take a break.
No, it's have a break, have a Kit Kat.
I think it's take a break, have a Kit Kat.
It's not.
I think it's now take a break. I think it was have a break.
It's not take a break.
I don't think they say have a Kit Kat anymore.
I don't think they have a slogan anymore.
I think it's just Kit Kat.
Have a break, have a Kit Kat.
Take a break. Type in take a break. Take a break and then enter. And that is what you see on the M4 on the way up to London, is they're telling you to take a break when you're tired.
Great.
Got you. Get done.
I have been pranked.
Get pranked, boy. You a deliverer again?
No.
Okay. It's all blue. Go. Quick fire. Go. And another one.
Oh my God, the founding fathers were terrorists.
Believe it. Next. Go on.
I think.
Quick fire, go. I won't even look. Go.
I'm trying to find good ones. These are shit.
Any of them. Go.
These are so shit.
Just the next one you see. Let it be a surprise for you as well. Go.
Lin-Manuel Miranda should not have cast himself in Hamilton.
Absolutely believable. Yeah, I thought he was a bad role, bad cast for that role.
You should invite your barber to your wedding.
Absolutely, because then my hair would look silky smooth all the way through.
Simpsons is way overrated.
No, it's not. It's a good show.
Eating shredded cheese by itself as a snack is great.
You do you, man. Why are you worrying about other people's opinions? Cheese is cheese.
What are you worried about other people's opinions on unpopular opinions?
Yeah, shit. What, it's still cheese, isn't it? It's just grated. If you mush it into a bowl, it's a bowl of grated cheese. Still cheese, like a baby bell.
Nutella is good.
Yes.
Yes. It.
That was my asshole.
Okay, we'll do one more.
Oh, I'm enjoying this.
Well, we can start another episode if you want, but I'm just worried about Abby getting here.
Okay.
There's no better feeling than not covering your sneeze.
No, that's gross.
That is just
the
rank.
Sneeze still feels, unless they mean like instead of going achoo, they've gone, you know how people do that.
Yeah.
The release is quite a nice feeling.
Yeah. Indeed. I think putting your hands over your face is way better feeling for me anyway.
Why?
Don't know. Just,
I do that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be honest, I don't usually projectile when I sneeze.
No, I don't. But on the rare chance that I might do, I just rather do that because there's nothing more uncomfortable than you sneezing into your hand and not having any tissue.
I usually go like that. So I'm onto the back of my sleeve. Mm. And then if there's anything, I can just sort of hide it. Wipe it onto people.
Oh, God. I can be like, achoo.
I'll be like, hi, Josh. How
are you? Get off. And I'm like this. Hi,
what are you talking about? I'm already in your T-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Licking the sweat from your nips.
Oh, don't do that. God. I genuinely gagged then. That was an actual gag. My eyes are tearing up because I nearly threw up in my mouth.
Mm.
Move on. Move on.
Well, we can't move on because that is the end.
No,
of the
episode. No, we can't end on that, please.
That's the end.
No.
Time
Sonny V2's content isn't good, I agree. Get him off. Get him off. There's a KFC ad. Seven Nation Army is the most overrated song of all time.
Oh,
no.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm crying.
Dum, 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 dum. It's shit, mate.
I think we just had quite a bit of fun on that, though.
I just spat all over them.
Break it down, Chris!
Shut the fuck up!
That went really well. Shut the
right,
fuck
it?
Up.
So yes, Seven Nation Army, shite.
The Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back.
Yeah, so that was us. That was us. That was us.
They're gonna lick it all.
What?
It's a song about ice cream.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for listening to this week's episode of the OCP. Go and follow us on socials. We are on Instagram, the_OCP, Reddit, r/theOCP. Go join us on there. Go and be part of the family. Go and send us an email if you like. Don't know what about, but you can send us literally anything. Go and send us a meme of a frog doing the can-can.
Oh!
Why not? That is originalcopycatscontact@gmail.com.
If you do that, I will play it at my wedding.
Yes, do it. Or you can go and follow us on right.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm so glad we got in at the same time.
Go and follow us on YouTube. Do a little subscribe for us on The Original Copycats, where we have some video content, guys. Yeah, so go and do some stuff for us, please. Thank you. Spotify's a thing, so follow us on there. Cheers. And there's also a little polling function on there. Your dog is so fucking loud with her paws, man.
Calm down.
Why aren't we in the studio anymore?
Because it was so annoying taking everything in and out of it. Hurry up and just move house and we'll have our own studio. You're not going to have a dog, so we won't have that. You won't have crying children.
Yeah.
Move out.
Again,
move
my
out.
Fault.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Sorry for growing up.
I'm trying, all right? Thanks for listening to the OCP. Join us again next time. We'll be doing something else. Not sure what yet. Anything from you, Josh?
Yeah, something from my dad.
Ah, yes. This one goes out to Craig. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Oh, God, Dad, there you go. Love you.
Well, that was a good episode, wasn't it, Josh?
That was brilliant.
That was really good. I especially enjoyed how everyone sounded.
Yeah.
We're here just to say, before you go, could you please spread us around? We'd love it if you could just tell your friends about us and potentially leave us a review where you can.
You can rate now on Spotify.
Yes, so you can. You can rate us. So
if you could rate us 5, we'd really appreciate it. But if not, that's fine too.
If you do rate us 5 or anything above, I know you can't, but if you somehow hack the systems, I will personally...
Don't continue.
Thank you.
That's better.
There we go.
Well done. So yes, if you could please feel free to follow us on all the socials.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.